Part 5. Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity. The Human Angel. U.S. Declaration of Independence and Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity. Saint Germain, 14th July, 2022. Invocation. Beloved, mighty God I am. We face your eternal sunrise of the great central sun and receive, through the mighty solar sun, your radiance and activity, ever-shining sacred white fire, cosmic Christ love and light. We then turn to face humanity and earth and allow that love and light to shine upon them. O mighty I Am Presence, help us to maintain and sustain this focus and intensity with the love in action of valor. We call forth the immortal cosmic Christ freedom, wisdom, and power, ever burning on the altar of our eternal heart. We call forth the divine virtues of peace, harmony, harmlessness, faith, purity, and divine order as our armor of truth, ever held firm by our beloved I Am Presence, and the ascended masters who stand forth in their I Am God radiance and truth beside us. Beloved All Provider, you who art our inexhaustible supply, our sufficiency in all things, you who have placed in our hearts a great desire to give forth unto the world our holy service, so that humanity may find peace, healing, and harmony in all they do. And so it is. Saint Germain. Greetings, dear ones. Before we start today, I wish you to understand why I impressed the use of the invocation for the 11th July activation to include our beloved Chohan Serapis Bey and the Ascension Flame of the Elohim and Eloah, Purity and Estria, respectively. I quote, "We lovingly direct our Mother's White Fire Light of Purity and Estria, being pressurized by beloved Serapis Bey, the brothers and sisters at Luxor's Ascension Temple, and the supreme radiance of the Great Central Sun, that directly channels to human authority to be activated in accordance to God's will, so that the devotion and divine sovereignty in the hearts of the people of the world will be illuminated to guide them to their mighty I Am Presence as the sole authority of all God life." End quote. I did this to propagate a seed of consciousness into the hearts of the new spirit of the angelic consciousness within humanity, so they may open sufficiently to become more acquiescent to feel into the new potentials now upon earth, and in turn within the lives of billions of human beings. It was for humanity's greater awareness of the elementals, devas, and angelic host, so the people of the free may understand the foundations and the core principles of freedom within the true constitution, the I Am One World Nation, and the Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity, and begin placing them into their lives. For while the old beliefs and conscious mind programming persist, so too will the miscreations continue to bring more of the very worst of humanity to themselves and the earth. Humanity everywhere around this world can no longer live their lives in denial of the truth of who they are, without having the full understanding of what provides the very air they breathe, the very water they drink, the very earth that sustains their every need, and the very fire that protects, cleanses, revitalizes, and gives life to them and this whole solar system. Without the fullness of a new divinely inspired educational program for every person around the world, but more so for the children, then the principles of freedom so many desire will just not eventuate. How can one breathe the life-giving force of freedom if they know not who to give gratitude to for that breath? How can one heal the mind, body, and spirit of their life when they know not how it was created in the first place? How can one find comfort in the world without knowing the source of fire and its life-giving regenerative properties, if they persist in using fire to destroy the very existence of life itself? How can one ever know the power of water when so much pollution is the very thing that turns this vital element of life itself into an emptiness of its true vitality? These, dear ones, are the elemental bases of your life, the foundation that protects, nourishes, and sustains life everywhere. For it is the loving attention of the dear God beings, the gnomes, sylphs, undines, and salamanders, who are your keys in your quest to be free. People of the earth, if you wish to be free, then educate the world's children on what true freedom must contain within every cubic centimeter of land, water, and sky, and how it must be protected through the use of love and respect of your own outer world. And this must begin within your inner world, your true connections to the very source of life that make up your bodies and the world you live upon. You who are the world's human beings who want to be free people with your human rights fully activated, first you must give the freedom back to the five elemental kingdoms who have, through man's inhumanity to mankind and the earth, been placed into love's exile, where they cannot be free until men and women alike change their minds about themselves and their environment. Human beings who see themselves as powerless do have the power within them to make huge and radical changes in this world once they come to understand the cosmic laws and how to divinely love the elementals. While these universal laws are ignored, knowingly or unknowingly, then mankind's consciousness of separation and estrangement in all areas of life and on all levels and stratas of life, false authoritarian structures and organizations, and endurance and survival living shall only be sustained as your very existence. Have you ever seriously considered what your life would be without air, water, earth, fire, or ether? Obviously not. For while you continue to treat these God intelligence beings with so much contempt, disrespect, disparage, denigration, and the projection of self-aggrandizement and self-imposed superiority, how can one move beyond their own voluntary free will, self-designated and adopted self-induced hardships and limitations? Oh, how little humanity understands the true life of God. This is the time for some new choices in your lives, dear ones. Pain and suffering can be a thing of the past if you truly want it, but you have to want it so bad that the life you now lead may need to change in its entirety to do so. Living your old life will not do it. Look around you, dear humans. What do you see? Make your notes so that you can look back in 6 months or a year and see how wrong you were in thinking the way you once did. I foster you to do this exercise. The Christ within you challenges you to become the miracle of greater awareness of your own growth and development. And dear God, know you will be tested if you take up this method of self-examination. Look around you where you sit and read or listen to this communication as it reflects your present state of being within. your freedom to breathe into your life how you wish life to be for you and your family and for all beings. Your gratitude for the purity of water that cleanses every cell of your being and feeds the fruits and vegetables that return more energy to live life with more dynamism, health, and well-being. Your inner stability and peace, when one with the earth element and the nature kingdoms in all their glory and beauty. Your joy of fire in all its vibrancy and warmth that expands, inspires, uplifts, and illuminates the mind, body, and soul. Think about what all these elements are used for, to deny or to give you your perception of freedom. This is perhaps the most profound insight and opportunity that you have been given in order to change your life for the better. It is your free will to decide how you will proceed from here. I want to highlight for you here today what your lives would be like without the elements, elementals, devas, or angelic host. In short, you would not exist at all. I want to illuminate for you today the opportunity to awaken from your slumbers within misinformation, dishonesty, deception, and propaganda of untruths that have placed you all also in love's exile, just as they have the elementals, devas, and angelic host. The difference between human beings and the elementals is that the elementals have never forgotten their connections with God, and most of humanity has. The electrons in both have been encased in deep shadows, which have slowed down the electron revolutions that make up physical forms that are continuously overshadowed by human thought consciousness. Look at your bodies, dear ones. Then look at all the structures in creation that human beings are responsible for. The buildings that continue to break down and remain always in cycles of repair and maintenance. Look at your money, machines, and technologies, none of which are permanent and all are destined to end their purpose and lifespan. All human miscreations are void of one thing: the indestructible, incorruptible, and immutable love's natures of universal consciousness, of which the elementals and devic kingdoms, as the builders of form, have the powers of God to create. Mankind has forgotten this vital truth about themselves, and mankind has forgotten the use of the heart, the higher heart and mind of God within them. How did Jesus divinely precipitate the fishes and the loaves out of the atmosphere? Through the Father's creative mind power within divine agape love and the direct and full communication and participation of the elemental and deva kingdoms. So, with this human body example and how to connect back to the power of universal Christ mind, the electrons that make up your physicality have been encased with such shadows, which are then visually manifested as illness, disease, depression, incorrect thoughts and beliefs, disabilities, limitations within body, mind, emotion, and spirit, in every level of creation therein possible. And in the outer world manifestations, the physical things that make up your everyday lives that people are so dependent upon, where they just keep breaking down and need replacement. Even your fuels that provide you energy resources. Look at their Chernobyl and Fukushima nuclear power stations. Look at your fossil fuels and so-called green energies. None are renewable in the sense of God consciousness. All are based upon human conscious projections, not God conscious magnetical and electrical impulses. Imagine your homes and communities run completely upon the use of God conscious mind power. You can't? Then I assure you, in the name of God, you are now closer than you may think. Your governments, community services, health systems, hospitals, service providers, all professions and vocations such as farmers, government officials, doctors, nurses, and healthcare departments all need to be educated not by reformation or increase of man-made things and chemical, pharmaceutical concoctions, for these in the most part both create and sustain all sickness, illness, and diseases. Look at the latest COVID-19. COVID-19? I hear you gasp. Yes. Have you not considered why such a virus may have so many patents around it? Not only for its design and manufacture, but all the products that were needed to address and administer this man-made outbreak? Have you ever looked at the Spanish flu, Hong Kong flu, HIV and AIDS, Ebola virus, SARS or MERS? Not to mention the rollout of network surveillance of 5G, and now coming the 6G technology in multiple devices? All these things are all part of covert operations to keep the masses in the shadows. Illness, disease, depression, incorrect thoughts and beliefs, disabilities, limitations within body, mind, emotion, and spirit in every level of creation. You did not know about these things? Now you do. Do not believe a word I say. Do your own investigations and you may find a truth you were not aware of before. Have you ever asked yourself how the deep state and laggard consciousness are able to do all this? Well, they own all the major news media. They own all the world banks, economic and world health organizations, and big pharma industries. They own politicians on both sides of parliament and governmental departments. They care not who is in power, for they have the control of the world monetary systems. And who controls the money and the principal resources of the world controls the people. This is what they think. But that is not divine truth. It is therefore the combined energetics of the U.S. Declaration for Independence and the U.S. Constitution and the true Constitution, the I Am One World Nation, and the Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity that by these divine decrees now have turned the tides of imbalanced human life away from the oppressors, and thus will the balance of God's life be given back to the people of the world, beginning with America first. Then the people of all other nations will in turn will enter this divine love movement, not because they have to, but because they want to. Dear people of this beautiful earth, the truth of your godliness was forgotten when mankind fell from grace. But I tell you, your divine grace within universal consciousness has never been lost. Lord Metatron told you in the eager resetting of Christ time upon earth book, page 29, I quote, "At this time of space-time overlap, the time binding and contraction, human consciousness is being pushed to reawaken to the fuller collective consciousness. It is therefore now the time to stop all separations, to heal and make whole again the divisions in all aspects of one's life, and begin to see the love and unity that exists amongst all manifestations of the Adamic race as a family of light and eternal life. For those who know the cosmic family will be able to function with a higher wisdom, providing those working with the light of their own connection to God or the I Am presence is fully activated. As this takes place, one moves beyond the power of the self and their own free will, which has kept humanity tethered to this physical earthbound reality, which will one day pass away. A human evolutionary system matures only when it can become a family, working in oneness with the living light. When this family happens, then all embodiments are enlightened and transformed, whether in the regions of living visible light or within the invisible realms and dimensional fields that will finally open the new cosmic awareness to humanity here on Earth. End excerpt. But to move closer to these potentials, humanity must begin to make the transitions from old human conscious beliefs and programs to the new universal consciousness and the rightful applications to God life. And none more so than the new world servers who have been given and accepted the responsibilities to lead the people of the world home free again. This is an excerpt from the True Constitution indenture that highlights the presence of the Christ Councils now forming upon the earth in readiness to help find the resolutions and solutions to all of humanity's imbalances, problems, and the chaos of human miscreations and perplexing, disturbed, and insane thought forms that may seem unfathomable to the normal human consciousness. I quote, "The human angel circles can now accomplish great steps forward to achieve the foci of human yearning and endeavor, bringing God's love and God's truth to the surface realms of human thought and belief. The Christ consciousness now has a center of focus, activation, and stabilization that has successfully bridged the chasm between the higher and lower realms. As above, so below. And as below, so above. Bringing together two or more human beings, especially those within sacred Christ circles of the 12 plus 1, co-creates an energetic synthesis of possibility which will indeed lead to the unexpected and successful change in the fabrics of your worldly realities. Such a development would not have been conceivable, let alone achievable, without all the wonderful love-light energy being anchored now by so many starlight seeds. Beloved children of God, dare to look outside of what was and dream of that which you desire to be. Then go and live it with all your God might. Dear ones, push the boundaries of your known consciousness, for now is your time. Shekinah of the High Council of Elohim, May 8, 2008. These new levels of consciousness to mankind are now present upon the earth and take many forms, and they are here to create 12,000 Christ circles of light, each containing 12 members, 144,000 beings. You may recognize this number. These beings are in some measure the Essenes who are present in the time of Jesus who helped him to ascend. 2,000 years ago, it was for Jesus alone. Today, they are here to help a whole human race to ascend. These circles of light shall become the overlighting intelligences that will assist the new world governments to initiate that which needs to begin as soon as is practically possible to promote freedom to the people through happiness, harmlessness, truth, abundance, and well-being to all. To know more about these subjects, it shall be your own individualized responsibilities to do your own due diligence, investigations, explorations, inquiries, studies, and reviews, for most will need the information and knowledge and wisdom to place it all within their own inner and outer lives and world first. If you wish to become the people of the free, then you need to remember the qualities and virtues that support these changes in consciousness, just as Jesus did when he came to earth to ascend into Christ consciousness, as so many others have done throughout the ages here upon the earth. That means you have to do the work yourself upon yourself, for freedom is not a gift from a God on high. No, it is the gift from the God within you, through your inner connection to the I Am Presence, which is the spark of light at the center of your higher heart, waiting for your own conscious focus to turn on that light into a mighty God flame of illumined purity. Yes, you have work to do to implement the freedom of life that you desire, but you must start by living the truth of freedom within your own personal life first. To be free, first you need to know what freedom entails, how it is experienced, and then how to share it with others so they, in turn, may respond to your change in attitude, thoughts, words, and actions, which will be down to each individual person from their own free will choices. Freedom is not something that one can learn. Freedom is something that can only be experienced, just as love cannot be learned. It has to be experienced to know it. I would like all those who may read this treatise to know again that this is not a human plan. It is a divine plan consecrated, inaugurated, and implemented in purpose and function, so precise and accurate in its perfection as an immaculate conception for the use now by humanity to attain your salvations to become God free, to awaken those who are ready to awaken more fully over the months, years, and decades to come. I wish you all to know and to remember the potentials that you have before you, and that regardless of how dire the past, present, and future may seem, under the now diminishing rule of the tyrannous laggard consciousness, there is a greater power still that is ever present, with immense power of resonance and light quotients flowing to the sons and daughters of God to protect, overlight, and reinforce each and every one so as to remain true to the immaculate divine authority and unconditional love of the presence of truth upon earth, operating now in, through, and all around you, awaiting love in action to radically change your inner and outer experiences. Dear people of the earth, it is time for you all to dig deep now, more than ever before, and find the same qualities and virtues that Jesus Christ found for himself to secure his ascension into Christhood. He surrounded himself with 12 apostles, each with their own virtue of a God mind power. The list of apostles and their virtuous mind powers are 1. Peter and divine faith. 2. Andrew and divine strength. 3. John and divine love. 4. James, son of Zebedee, and divine wisdom, justice, judgment. 5. Matthew and divine will. 6. Philip and divine power. 7. Nathaniel, Bartholomew, and divine imagination. 8. Thomas and divine understanding. 9. James, son of Alphaeus, and divine order. 10. Simon the Cananean, and divine zeal. 11. Judas Iscariot, and divine regeneration / life. 12. Jude Thaddeus, and divine illumination. Dear souls, understanding the balance of such mind powers are an extraordinary facet of the greater universal soul consciousness. I place these here as another consciousness seed pattern for those who may feel more into these qualities and virtues and what they mean in the ascension program for humanity. However, to be working with a far more supreme power such as that of the elemental builders of form, this is a totally new level of awareness to mankind for the execution of divine ideas and visions, applications to life's greater benevolence. Not new at all, for Jesus had to master these qualities himself before he ascended. Therefore, to be able to control such extraordinary forces that in themselves have no conscious abilities to reason before any collective willpowers and strength of universal mind by them are put into love and action, one must become educated within the full understanding of who these elementals and devas are and how they create everything within a physical world. Whether you believe this or not, understand it or not, that is the truth of all of God's creations. Humanity has been told, the elementals, that is, the sylphs, undines, gnomes, and salamanders are elementary. They see things as balanced or out of balance consciousness. And what they create are not important to them, for they are not concerned with form. But they are not without power at all. As you know, when they come to bring balance to mankind's out of balance states of consciousness in the forms of physical catastrophes. And their charters with God provide the service for humanity so they do not destroy themselves. These are love in action that are the result of the lesser of two devastating results. Just as the invention of the atomic bomb and nuclear power was allowed to save humanity from its entire self-annihilation, as was explained to you in the Fukushima series of discourses by our beloved Chohan Serapis Bey, the Elohim Purity, and myself in April of 2017. A worthy read, dear ones, if you wish to know more truth about your history around World War II, not known by humanity. The aggressors had to be stopped in their use of dastardly plans against the rest of the world. The fourth ray of peace through conflict, dear hearts. Yet, in terms of finding peace in today's imbalances of suppression and conquering the world by force, there is another solution. Peace through peaceful means, where a new cosmic law can be achieved, where the human family come together in peace of the new human angel circles, is now available for use by humanity. But remember, dear ones, the human body is also made up of such elementals. So anything out of balance in mind, emotion, and body are all, at the end of the day, down to the harmony or disharmony of one's thought forms, the calm or agitated words, or peaceful or violent actions. So pentaquarks to solar systems are within the same domain of the power of the word and how they are used when the rightful application is given to the calls to bring to balance. Jesus is a living example to what I speak of here that is most known about on earth. The Chohan Serapis Bey said, I quote, "The fourth sphere is where the holy Christ selves of mankind abide. Until such time as they are able to take the outer self in the outpicturing of the Christ into the outer world of mankind. The fourth ray becomes the bridge between the inner realms of perfection and the outer manifestation of the divine plan in the world of form. Is not the elemental Grace Alliance divine plan about building bridges between these realms, among others?" The beloved Elohim of purity expresses particularly through this ray and holds the immaculate concept for the earth, humanity, and all sentient life streams, including and especially the elementals, devas, and angelic host kingdoms. For without them, nothing else would exist, and earth will be no longer. The mighty beloved Archangel Gabriel draws the resurrection flame through this fourth ray, and in the outer world of form, those who belong to this fourth ray are usually very artistic and have talents directed towards the activities of music, dancing, theater, illumined and meaningful documentaries, painting, graphic design, sculpture, and architecture. Divine creativity is the key here. End excerpt. So once again, we are speaking the words of God when it was spoken and decreed that the divine mission declared in the part one of the Christ mandate, the true constitution, and the declaration for the freedom of humanity would be held within these words spoken loudly and clearly by those whose truth are founded within the immaculate concept for the creation of a new world in accordance with cosmic law. I quote, "To change or rewrite the divine charters with God for the elementals and nature kingdoms so that a radical and significant shift can be made towards humanity's conscious awareness about their interrelatedness and co-creational abilities for a more active and mutually beneficial co-creative collaboration together." End quote. I invite you, dear hearts, to now start to think about the new human angel circles, the new Christ gatherings where the ego personalities are left outside of the doors, where the new decisions that need to be made now for the resurrection of life back to the people of the free. You have always been free, dear ones. You just forgot your connections to the universal consciousness. But now you're remembering what you've always known, and that is your new lives awaiting your true loving embrace. Let us stop here today and continue on tomorrow. Benediction. We give praise and thanks that your mighty presence is always and in all ways the governing intelligence, the love enfolding, the light illumining. We give praise and thanks for the 12 virtues from the great central sun of our beingness: divine love, divine faith, divine strength, divine wisdom, divine judgment, divine will, divine power, divine imagination, divine understanding, divine order, divine zeal, divine regeneration, / life, and divine illumination. May we, as the conscious soul incarnates, radiate these qualities of the Christ Jesus into the world and the soul life of all kingdoms in nature. Its mergence and synthesis where all life meets and merges into a consciousness of the one life, the soul life of all kingdoms in nature, radiating from the planet into and throughout into the universe and cosmos, wherein the soul life of the many is fused and synthesized into the one divine purpose, divine love, divine order, and where all beings are streamed by the life consciousness with divine justice through the perfection of God's will. May these virtues and cosmic laws be forever our mighty protection.